For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. Comprehensive bills to improve the state's troubled public education system are being debated in both the state House and Senate. Last month, House Speaker Jay Lucas and dozens of other lawmakers introduced an 84-page bill aimed at improving student readiness for the workplace, help for rural school districts that are struggling, and perhaps most importantly, increasing teacher retention. Most agree that the critical component to school improvement is ensuring there are enough good, qualified teachers in the classroom. Teachers are leaving their jobs in droves, complaining of low pay, too much testing, too little administrative support, and as what many see as a lack of respect for their work by state officials. Last year, over 5,000 teachers left their jobs. State colleges combined produced less than 2,000 new teachers. When the much-touted omnibus bill was introduced last month, a large teacher advocacy group created via social media immediately started to criticize it, complaining that not only had there been no teacher input into the drafting of the bill, but most of the proposed reforms missed the mark. At a hurriedly called hearing for teachers this week, hundreds packed into the Blott House office building, testifying late into the night. Patrick Kelly teaches at Blythewood High School near Columbia.
While I know the authors of this bill have heard teacher concerns across the state, as I understand the reporting on the legislation, it was written largely without any direct input from individual teachers or the state teacher associations. This decision has led to some fundamental and dangerous flaws in the legislation that is being touted as a way to address the severe challenges we face in our schools, most notably the teaching shortage crisis in this state.
While the teachers support a proposed 5% teacher pay raise, they're demanding changes by the state about what they view as excessive time demands on them for student testing. Richland County special ed teacher Kelly Blevins told lawmakers of her frustration of having to spend too much time in giving a special test to just one student.
Meanwhile, I had 9 other students sitting in my classroom while I was doing that. Guess what? They weren't getting instruction because guess where I was? I was testing that child. I want to teach. That's my point. I want to teach. Please don't add testing. Cut your testing. You might even find some funding in the cutting of the testing for some teacher pay. Let us teach.
Legislative leaders are assuring teachers and others that the legislative process is designed to receive their input. House Education Chairwoman Rita Allison of Spartanburg told them the bill is, in her words, still in the making.
By listening to people like our teachers where the rubber hits the road, and hearing what they have to say, what parents have to say, what school administrators have to say, makes the bill better because it brings out what really is important in education in this state.
One lawmaker going out of his way to not assure teachers about the bill is first-term Fairfield County Senator Mike Fanning, himself a former teacher. He's pushing teachers to demand a seat at the table.
If we are talking about medical marijuana, we're going to invite sheriffs, law enforcement, and doctors to the table before we even draft a bill of medical marijuana. We won't throw something out and make them react to it. But for whatever reason, we've never treated teachers with that time of respect. And I think right now, teachers are the point of saying that enough is enough. We're going to be respected.
Fanning says lawmakers need to slow down on the reforms, even if it means nothing gets passed by the legislature this year. And he notes that over the years, most major policy reforms by the state have involved buy-ins by affected stakeholders and have taken more than one legislative session to be enacted. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.